gone. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
Hi, we have a busy hour, as normal, the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. This is our story hour, and we have actually, beside Roberta and Jennifer, and we also are going to meet singer Grace Potter, who has a TV miniseries focusing on songs by Johnny Cash, which should be actually fairly interesting, it seemed to me. That's the scorecard in a moment. Before we meet Grace Potter, we'll have some laughter at 10 after, and that comes up right after this.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
This week on Bravo, the Fab Five head to a farm in Framingham on an all-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. The boys meet up with a wardrobe nightmare, talk show host Doug Steffen.
I put my underpants on backwards, and I just went to the bathroom, and I couldn't find the hole.
The Fab Five have their hands full, but at least musically, America's number one morning man is already out of the closet.
Oh, the Village People. I love the Village People.
In no time at all, Mr. Good Day is converted.
Doug Steffen, sensitive new age guy.
Look at our little peanuts.
And once again, the guys transform the drab into the fab.
Cheers to the queers.
Watch this week on an all-new Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. All new, still gay.
Cheers to the queers.
All right, so everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
For the laughter.
Ready.
Harvard School of Medicine this past summer did a study. The question was asked, why do Jewish women like Chinese food so much? The study revealed that this is due, in fact, to the fact that wonton spelled backwards is not now. It has nothing to do with Grace Potter. It's just something to make you smile. Grace Potter in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse
of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
It's a little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It. Tonight at 9, 8 central. Only on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah, doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
is this like another one?
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing to me?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Eternity is down the hall, and you sit there bending spoons in your mind.
All right, so this is a pretty intriguing concept, if I do say so myself. Johnny Cash, songs sung by Grace Potter in a TV miniseries, a six-part series that reveals the character, the music, and Grace is here to help us celebrate and to explain how this thing came to be. The lead singer of Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, Grace
One of my
Potter.
My absolute all-time favorite bands, Grace.
There you go.
Yeah, Rich is pretty excited about this.
Gee whiz, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right, so let's, for the audience doesn't know that much about you, we know you're Grace Potter. Take a bow.
That's me.
As Grace. Take a bow, Grace.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Grace. Aunt Jess, best. Love you.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about you and your singing. My gut tells me you've been singing since you were old enough to almost talk. Is that
true?
Yeah,
my mom says I would sing along to, like, Eurythmics when I was, like, 2.5. And, you know, that I'd go to, like, the Gymboree class for all the kids, and all I would do is sit in the corner and sing along to the dance music and watch all the other kids dance, which has changed quite a bit because I certainly like to dance now. But I'm from Vermont. Me and my band formed in college, and we've been, you know, banging it out across the country ever since.
Where in Vermont?
I'm in the Mad River Valley, which is just smack in the middle of it.
So do you live on some farm in rural nowhere land?
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, I'm not smart enough to go find a farm with 400 acres up in New York or Vermont. I have a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly the mecca or the hub for dairy farms. But it's a cool thing, and it's always nice when people really appreciate the land, especially on a morning like today when you wake up and there's mist over the meadows, and you can see the trees changing color, and just kind of a really neat
thing. It's a special, special place. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I feel really lucky to have come from such a beautiful place and to still have those mountains and to still have the land, not to have everything be developed around me. I mean, that's what Vermont is, you know, it's very beautiful.
All right, so, Doug, yes, a lot of people, and you wouldn't know this, but a lot of people know Grace this past year from her duet with Kenny Chesney, the Tequila
song. Yeah, that's
song.
Right. I kind of went country for a second.
You kind of went country for a little bit there, but you got the tour and play for the big crowd.
I know. I saw that tour in Anaheim. You were awesome.
Oh, thank you. I think we were really, I mean, we were certainly ducks out of water or fish out of water or something like that. I mean, we're very much a rock and roll band, very much not a country act. And yet, somehow, Kenny and Tim McGraw brought about a lot of fans who seemed to have pretty open minds and were ready to receive what the craziness that we bring on stage, because our show is certainly not.
Yeah, I wondered how they would receive you, because you definitely know how to rock. But
it's a
bluesy kind of, you know, it's got a little bit of a country flavor, but a bluesy kind of rock. And it went over well, so I'm really happy for you.
I want to find out about this connection to Johnny Cash. The television show that we're talking about is actually a miniseries that premieres this Sunday with two back-to-back episodes at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And this is a focus on Johnny Cash's music. But what else is a part of it? What else are people going to learn?
Well, it's a good question, and what it does is the show is really interesting. It's a different format than anything I've ever seen before, and, you know, I geek out on all kinds of music DVDs, and I watch all the biopics, and I watch all the crazy sort of stories and biography things. But this delves deeper because what we're doing is we're talking about Johnny Cash through his songs. Mm-hmm. And so depending on when it was or where he was in his career, his life was happening around him. And so the series really does is it assesses and discusses what he was doing in his life that might have made him want to record that song in that moment. It's a real reflection
so cool.
of, yeah, art imitates life, life imitates art, and I think he really is the king of that.
I mean, Johnny Cash was quite possibly one of the greatest storytellers of all time in his music.
Yeah.
And what you're trying to do is get behind that story and see where it came from. Were you able to get the insight? Were you able to kind of really see where he was going with it?
I mean, what's so great is that they have this collection of unbelievable music historians who know a lot more than I do about, well, actually, it was recorded in a barn, and then they changed, you know, there's all kinds of crazy details that I never would have known. As avid as a fan as I am, I didn't know some of the details, which I did learn doing the series, which was great. But what was most exciting to me was talking with and hearing from people like Shooter Jennings and his dad and people who knew Johnny. Shooter, who's a friend of mine, he's actually Johnny's godson.
Really?
So we did a press junket about a month ago, and I got to see behind the curtain through the eyes of the godson of Johnny Cash, and it's a really interesting perspective.
So you just mentioned something, those who knew Johnny Cash. I'm in my mid-40s. I don't want to make you say where you are, but I'm going to guess you're in your early 30s, late 20s.
I'm in my late 20s.
Late
don't
20s,
rush
okay,
me.
Sorry.
Nice shot, Richie.
Yeah.
That's two in a row for
late
you.
Late 20s, I know.
Hey, Grace, I want you to know that Trace Adkins was here the other day, and Richie put his foot in his mouth with him, too.
Okay. Well, Richie, I'm going to let it slide because people call me an old soul, so I'll take it.
Yeah. But I want to know, what makes Johnny Cash relevant to today's young.
Why don't you watch the series and
people.
You can figure
no,
it out there.
No, I want to hear from Grace's perspective. I want to hear from Grace's. So sit down and shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
I do. I know
but
Johnny
I want to
Cash.
Hear from you. I mean, for me, it's the story and the connection to the story along with the great music.
Yeah, and really the stories that come out when you have a song in front of you and you have information in front of you, they're not the same as if you were reading Rolling Stone magazine or watching a biography because it's nonlinear. The difference is that this is not a linear conversation that's happening. This is not a chronology of his life. This is a song that marks a moment in what is a huge career. So there's just a plethora of material to talk about. And what I love is the show is never ambling. It never slows down.
Oh, that kind of music? How in the world could it slow down?
I know. But it does feel in moments where it's a bit of a tangent. And I love that because that's how my mind works.
Right, so now that you've dug into it, does he inspire you or you do some more of this sort of thing?
Yeah. Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Johnny, I grew up listening to Johnny Cash, and
right.
I didn't even realize it was country music when I was a kid. I just thought it was rock and roll.
It's just
movie. I thought it was hardcore.
It's just music. OvationTV.com. Go online to OvationTV.com. That's where the Johnny Cash special is presented. Grace Potter is the person that helps to bring it all together for you. OvationTV.com this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thanks, Grace. Love you.
It was a pleasure talking to all of you.
Bye.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, So I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, let me ask you something. Are you sick and tired of hearing this term, fiscal cliff? Oh,
yeah.
You know, it turns people off. They don't understand. It doesn't tell you how serious the situation is. They need more colorful metaphors. You know what I'm saying? Here's how they should explain it, okay? It's 4 a.m. for our economy, and Lindsay Lohan's behind the wheel. See that? That says danger. People understand that. They understand that. I guess you heard Lindsay Lohan has landed a new two-picture deal, front and side. As you know by now, Lindsay Lohan arrested for assault in New York City after she punched another woman in the face at a bar at 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, it does not look good for Lindsay, you know, because of her previous arrest. If convicted, she could face some serious jail minutes. The good news for Lindsay is at least this incident has drawn attention away from her portrayal of Elizabeth Taylor. So that's it.
Nice.
Those are four pretty good zingers in there. 25 at the hour. All right, so as if this wasn't enough, sources tell TMZ other things about Lindsay Lohan and her drinking problem. Man, she looks like, I can't even imagine that any man would find her attractive. What is there that some men think is attractive about her? She's skin and bone, smokes like a chimney. There's nothing about her. She looks 20 years older than she is.
Some men like to fix women, though.
Oh, I know that.
Don't know if you ever got that memo or
I think I've been there and done that, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up, though, Jennifer. It certainly...
No, but it's true. I mean, that is the thing, you know, and people would want to see if they could fix her. But, gosh, you look at her face, and she does not look like the mid-20s girl.
Hard. All right,
so... together.
Yep, all right. So what's trending on Facebook and any other social media, and what do we have that people would be interested in checking when they feel like they have a few minutes to cheat? They go to Doug Steffen. Let's see. We go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show or tweet us at Good Day Show. And what do we have for them?
One thing that I'm going to save for you for another hour, but
okay, thank you.
That just caught my attention.
Thank you.
But our question over the weekend is, or was, are you all decorated for Christmas? If you are not, do you plan to decorate? What do you put up? Lights, trees, what's your tradition? BZ Polly said, personally, no, just wearing normal clothes these days. That was kind of funny. Norma said, I already have my Charlie Brown Christmas tree up, very cute and festive. Richard said, I don't really decorate since I work even on Christmas Eve, not much celebration with the kids gone. It's not true, Richard. There's always stuff for you to look at. Elke said, all done. Lots of snowmen. That's her family tradition. Janet said, kind of done. I put up 3 inflatables, and they were stolen on Thanksgiving night. That didn't stop me from decorating. Good for you, Janet. I put lights up and decorated the inside of the house, too. Love Christmas time. Need to keep those decorations coming. Yeah. Judy said, all decorated with trees. I have a sizable Christmas village, over 40 houses and businesses with accessories, people, trees, etc. Lots of work, but I love it. Colleen said, wreath on the door so far. We'll try to get poinsettias out and some garland and lights on the light post over the weekend. Tree and stockings will hopefully be up by next weekend. We're new grandparents, so a stocking is still to be added. Congratulations. John said, I just put out my same old outdoor lights. I do not know when we'll decorate the inside. Cheryl said, in the middle of decorating, however, my cow tree is done. All ornaments are cows in some sort of a barn. How
Where is this?
That? That's Cheryl Lumley that said that.
That's where is cool. She? I can go look at her in a barn. Or
yeah,
her
we'll look at it. I know. I'll check that out.
You know what we should do? I said this last year. We never did anything with it. We ought to have a contest for the best. We ought to have maybe 4 or 5 of the best pictures that we can post at our website of people and their decorations.
Yeah, actually, I was just going to get to that. And Cheryl, by the way, is in Arizona. So that's you'd have to travel a little, but maybe on your way out you can see it to California.
Well, we can give away $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things for the 4 or 5 best pictures of Christmas decorations.
We can definitely do that. Daryl Rise said that he has Rise Family Festival of Lights. It's a website, and you can check it out. So that would be a great idea.
All right. Maybe we'll post that, too. Lots of great ideas here as we work our way through the morning. For most of you, you're listening to us in the morning on the Good Day program, 28 past the hour.
Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV, your home sweet home for the holidays.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Properly introduced all the players in the verbal band here in the last half hour. For whatever the reason, I was ready to get right into it, and so my good broadcasting background neglected to have me identify and acknowledge Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. My name is Doug Steffen. Today is National Mutt Day, in case you didn't know that.
And it's also Rich's birthday, which is funny that it's Mutt Day.
Mutt Day.
Works out perfectly, weird, doesn't it?
National Mutt Day. Matter of fact, there's a website that Meredith told me about that I have to bring to your attention. It's all about dogs and finding some of them. It really is cool. But if you have a mutt, I have, Brendan has the mutt. But there's something about these, what do they call them, Heinz 57.
Yeah.
My dog, the first dog I had in life was Frisky. And he came around when I was I think we got him when I was maybe.
What was his name?
For Frisky, yeah. And he lasted 17 years.
Wow, that's old for a dog.
Yeah, it was really, well, I'm going to break that record with Charlotte. We're going to keep going. Anyway, he was everything you could imagine. There was everything in him, and he was the best dog other than Charlotte. And so the underscoring here is the value of mutts. And so when you see a mutt today, mm-hmm, pat the mutt and acknowledge that.
Scratch him on the head.
Yeah, scratch him on the
belly. Tell him, good boy.
Yeah, good boy.
Good dog.
Let's go back to the Christmas music, shall we? Because from now until Christmas, many times we can a week fit in here conversation with people who have made some significant contributions to the world of Christmas music. Now, this lady is the youngest of the four sisters. The family name was in the group. They call themselves Sister Sledge. Remember this?
We are family.
Oh. I got a sister. The Sisters had a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, including this number one smash. They had number one for 4 or 5 weeks in a row. VH1 recently named Sister Sledge as one of the most successful girl groups of all time, second only to the Supremes. So crank this up, Richie, please. I want to find out, Kathy Sledge, we were talking earlier about the problems that young boys have in getting things like gender-neutral bake ovens.
Hmm.
Did you have...
Oh, okay.
Did you have brothers, or was it just the sisters, the four of you?
Well, you know, Richard, I was actually the last attempt.
Wait a minute, hold on a second, just a second. He's Richard... I'm Doug. I don't want anybody confusing the two. No, that's all right. It's okay. Just
okay,
don't want to be confused with him.
Doug had Frisky. I was listening.
Doug
didn't
have Frisky.
Right. I'm the good-looking one.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
okay.
He needs his teeth fixed. Go ahead.
Okay. Doug, I was really the last attempt for a son out of five sisters. Yeah. I think by the time I came out, my dad was like, forget it.
Not gonna happen.
But we did get the we definitely had the Easy Bake Oven. I don't know if anyone remembers that, but
oh yeah.
Yeah. I just wondered, because they're now trying to do something for boys, because boys like to cook too, and I wondered, okay. That's what brought me around to wondering what your family was like other than the singing sisters. So how did you? What was the determining factor to get you to sing? I'm guessing you were in church, but I don't know the story for sure. So tell us the story of the emergence of the Sisters Sledge.
The Sisters Sledge. I think we never planned anything. Honestly, we were always Sledge Sisters, and we still are the Sledge Sisters. One day the DJ introduced us backwards because he had a bit too much to drink, and we kept the name. It's really the truth.
Never planned to be.
I don't ever remember having memories of, wow, when I grow up, I want to be a singer. We just sang. We just harmonized. Our grandmother was an opera singer, and she used to teach us different harmony parts. And I thought everyone could harmonize. I thought it was like talking. So it just happened. And even We Are Family was a song that the record company president was describing us to the songwriters. And he was describing, you got to write a song for these girls. They're family. They flock together like birds of a feather. And they took out their pencils and they started writing down the description of our family.
Mm-hmm.
So everything just happened. And a blessing, definitely. But never planned.
Blessings, oftentimes the best things that happen come along unplanned. And
yeah.
So there's nothing wrong in that. And the fact that you made a business out of it and a career and were as successful as you have been. You went solo when?
It's funny. I have been... I guess you could say my first true solo project was early 90s, and it went to the number one dance Billboard dance charts. So it created a strong dance following for me.
Richie, do you have Take Me Back to Love? I know that's the... I don't know. Sometimes
Take Me Back to Love, and then I went on to do some things with Robert Miles. And what's interesting is what people don't know is we had at least 9 records before We Are Family. I was 14.
Really?
Now there's a movie out. I know there's a... There's a film out called When There Were Kings about the Ali Foreman fight in Zaire. And that was my first time traveling overseas. I was 13. And we performed, with the Bill Withers and the James Browns. We were like the proteges. We were these little kids on the plane. But it's interesting, because of YouTube and I guess, all the things that you can search now, I get feedback from fans, and they're saying, well, I never knew you sang way before We Are Family. So it's kind of interesting. We've been there for a minute.
Yeah, right. But you don't, because we all tend to be superficial, kind of, and we focus on that which is most easily recognized. Mm-hmm. Not only have you done the single, not only with your sisters and then on your own, but I didn't realize that you've been in a lot of hit musicals as well and had a one-woman show based on Billie Holiday's life.
Yeah, so that I am truly excited about. Actually, there are three different productions about Billy, and each one has landed in my lap. And now there's Lady Day is actually going to Broadway. I've auditioned for the director and got the part. And now we have to audition for the producer, and we'll see what happens. But I'm excited about that. And then there's a regional production, Brighter Side of Day, which is my baby. People say I bring Billie Holiday to life. And so I thought, if people think that, then let's celebrate the music and the legendary artist that she was. So that's really what Brighter Side of Day is mainly about. And such strong legendary artists are coming on board to actually produce the CD, mm-hmm. like Stanley Clark, and he's bringing in some of his colleagues like George Duke. And so it's just, I'm watching it grow, and it's as if these legends are all coming together to lift her up. So that's pretty cool.
It is very cool. All right, let's talk about your Christmas. When did you and your sister start singing? Did you do Christmas music just for fun as you get started, or did you have something early on? Most everybody, when they became popular in the 60s, 70s, 80s, they all did a Christmas album. Everybody had it. Did you?
No. You know what we did? It's funny, and it's interesting because Christmas songs were always a huge part of our lives. You know, we would learn them in middle school and, you know, all the different songs you learned during the season.
Yeah.
So we always sang them. But we never really came out with a Christmas project. I actually got a chance to be a part of a Christmas show, and I was asked to sing as a solo artist two of my favorite Christmas songs. And that's what I got a chance to do. And now it's starting to grow into wanting to do more of a project, perhaps, by next year. But it's funny. I think that the wonderful thing about Christmas music is it's so timeless.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere. So I think that it's something we definitely would love to do. And I definitely would love to do a project as well.
Well, you've got a couple of tunes around that have been recorded a couple of years ago. The Christmas Waltz, Richie. Let's hear a little of this. Your voice.
That's my favorite Christmas song.
Well, your voice lends itself so well to this. And what else makes it work for me is the sort of Nelson Riddle sound of the orchestra. If half of the people listening don't even know who Nelson Riddle was, but he collaborated with Frank Sinatra a great deal, and the strings are important and all this. Don't you feel that, Kathy, when you listen to this?
Yeah, to me, it's like the epitome of romance. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Good for you.
So when I was asked to sing two of my favorite songs, that was one of them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because as we get closer to the holiday season, when I do different engagements, I always sing that song, and you'd be surprised. All generations just get up and they waltz to it, even if they don't know how to waltz. They
can
make it through.
Do the Bach. That is Mrs. Mrs. Somebody's dance studio where I went. They had us do the Bach step, and we always did it to music like that. Kathy Sledge is with us, the youngest of the four sisters, Sledge, and we're talking about her career, her albums, her performances, and you heard one of her favorite songs. You'll hear the other one in just a moment here on Good Day.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off photo cards and invitations. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, it's Roger. Our great nation has now passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us more than 200 years ago,
Quote, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, that will herald the end of the republic. The 2010 election and the 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago when the Fed and the income tax were both born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of the value of your money and our nation by reading the book, The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the American dollar and how to get America's money back. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. Get the book absolutely free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new Love It or List It tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Wow, this is our home?
So make a list.
That's quite a list.
And check it twice.
This is little.
Where's the budget going?
There's absolutely no pleasing this man.
Because you're going to find out.
I'm just blown away.
Are you going to love it?
Or are you going to list it?
All-new Love It or List It tonight at 9, 8 central, only on HGTV, your home sweet home for the holidays.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things.
Kathy Sledge is with us, youngest of the sisters Sledge, on her own with much of what she does. Although you guys still tour, you guys. Don't you all?
Yeah.
You're on tour, the four of you, right?
We do. It's funny. I sometimes jokingly call us the Forrest Gump group. You never know what you're going to get. What's funny about the sisters is people have to... We have been doing it all our lives. So sometimes we'll come together. We are always called together at different times. Uh-huh. Like for the inauguration, we were there when... the president was first inaugurated, and we were also, well, we actually hosted the Pennsylvania Ball with the then Governor Rendell.
Good.
You know, the thing about We Are Family is I believe that it's just going to be here when I'm long gone.
Yeah,
and
I know.
So people, you know, they call on us, and I've actually just travel the world because of that song.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
It's such a pleasure. Yeah, it is wonderful. Yeah.
Robbie Lewis, I remember interviewing him once, and he said the same thing about Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath.
Well, yeah, I believe that. It's funny. Sometimes
one song.
It's timeless.
Yep, right. All right, you Kathy, know? Best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great career. You have a wonderful way
Thank
about you.
You.
I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have
My
a wonderful
favorite.
Holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Sledge here. All right, so here's our Christmas question. The song, we're playing My Favorite Things. What was the first song that we played? She had two Christmas tunes that we played, and you got 60 seconds to call us at 800-510-8255. The name, actually, of this song, because that's what Richie's playing now. We played it first. What is the name of this song? 800-510-8255. You'll get $150 worth of Pure Attitude Christmas products, facial creams and washes and that sort of thing. HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. And should they stay or should they go? Don't miss an all-new episode of Love It or List It tonight, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, or I guess 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific, right, Jennifer? It's on HGTV. Richie loves this. Your home, sweet home for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a cool show.
Love It or List It. All right, and that business with Kathy, thanks to the folks at HGTV for making that possible. Very cool. All right, so what's the name of the first song? What's the name of that song? For the swell prize, you got to work fast. 800-510-8255 on Good Day. Our the poll over the weekend, have you gotten your Christmas tree yet? Jennifer has been following that. We have a Facebook question, I think a Twitter question on it as well. 31% of you said you already had the tree. It was up and decorated. 18% of you said not yet, maybe in another week or so. 15% of you said not yet, maybe this weekend. 14% said, yeah, I've got a tree, but it's not decorated. 12% no, I don't know when it's going to get done. 10% said, I'm not going to get a Christmas tree. Yeah, da, 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 da. All right, let's see. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Ron Lombino calling.
What's the name of that song that we just played?
The Christmas Waltz.
Christmas Waltz. Did you like it? Heard you like her version?
I loved it so much. It made me feel nice, warm, and getting right into the holiday spirit.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Harrington Park, New Jersey.
All right. Well, everybody in New Jersey's got to warm up a little bit. Hold on just a second. We'll send you our prizes. 51 after on Good Day.
In three-quarter time, which is you and yours, the same thing.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Much of the country enjoys record warmth. It's official. Flu season has arrived. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Just a few days into the month of December, and a chunk of the country is walking around in short sleeves. And we're not just talking about San Diego and Phoenix. From Chicago to Washington, D.C., and across the Northeast, highs in the 60s, even up to 70-plus yesterday, and more to come today. The irony here is that cold and flu season has arrived, with an emphasis on flu. Dr. Thomas Frieden is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He says this is the earliest flu season in nearly a decade.
While flu is always unpredictable, the early nature of the cases, as well as the specific strains we're seeing, suggest that this could be a bad flu year.
Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and Texas all reporting higher numbers of flu-like cases. In fact, cases are being reported nationwide. How to deal with it?
Vaccination is by far the best tool we have to protect ourselves against flu.
Dr. Frieden says the current vaccine is a 90% match to the flu strains out there right now. The CDC is urging Americans 6 months of age and older to get a flu vaccine, especially important for children, healthcare workers, and pregnant women.
Three key groups that we look at because they're so important to spread of flu and they're so vulnerable to severe disease in the case of pregnant women.
Hard to believe. It's only the 4th of December we're already talking about and dealing with the flu. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Bah, black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
On Wall Street, the market's off to a slow start for the new week. The Dow fell 60 points yesterday, closing the day at 12,966. NASDAQ slipped 8 points. S&P fell 7. Crude oil prices up 18 cents a barrel to just over $89. Latest on the fiscal cliff, the White House saying no to a proposal from House Republicans on averting the year-end cliff of automatic tax hikes and deep spending cuts. The White House saying the Republican plan is nothing new and does not offer a balanced solution. Meanwhile, President Obama issuing a warning to Syria and its president, al-Assad, that using chemical weapons against the rebels there will not be tolerated.
If you make the tragic mistake of using these weapons, there will be consequences and you will be held accountable.
The president's remarks came during a speech on reducing global nuclear threats. You might say a NASA spacecraft is boldly going where no one has gone before. NASA officials say the Voyager 1 spacecraft has now moved into an area within the far reaches of our solar system that scientists didn't even know existed. Officials believe the spacecraft is now in the last spot between our solar system and interstellar space. Voyager 1 has been traveling the final frontier since it was launched back in 1977 and has visited numerous planets, racking up those frequent space miles. And finally, across the pond we go for some very big royal news you may already be aware of. Oh, thank you very much. It pays to travel with your own trumpets. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge announcing they are expecting their first child. If you're saying, who are they? We're talking about Prince William and Kate Middleton, who were married in April of last year. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered this reaction to the news.
It's absolutely wonderful news, and I'm delighted for them. I'm sure they'll make absolutely brilliant parents.
As for how the Prime Minister learned of this news...
I got a little note came into a meeting I was having, and I found it quite difficult to keep it to myself, but...
But the Prime Minister did not let the cat out of the bag, or the crumpets off the plate, or whatever. He did keep it to himself. The official announcement came from the palace. The happy announcement tempered by the fact that Kate Middleton has been admitted to a London hospital with acute morning sickness. We're told she'll be there for another few days, but she's said to be doing well. All the best to the royal couple. Parenthood. Take it from us moms and dads. There's nothing like it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Doug Steffens, the day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Steffens, the day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Steffens, the day.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.